Ames native Robert Johnson's life has hit a rough patch.
Currently, I'm living in my car.
The 31-year-old has been living out of the old clunker with a noisy muffler for about a month now. He blames his situation, in part, on his own willingness to lend a hand to friends who have also hit bottom.
If everybody paid me back right now who owed me money in the past, I would probably have almost $10,000.
Johnson concedes he made some bad choices in his early years as well. But now he thinks his story about surviving from day to day on the streets of Ames might help shine a light on the hidden world of poverty in the university town and explain the plight of those who are destitute.
The further down you get, the more money it takes, it seems, too. It's weird how that is. I'm poor, so now I have to spend more money. And, just living out of my car, I have to spend so much in gas just to get around and, you know, to be able to find a place to sleep at night.
Johnson decided to share his experiences with Mary Rose Anderson. She has interviewed about 25 economically struggling citizens for a staged reading project titled Not Alone. She says their tales of courage in the face of deprivation have touched her.
They're reaffirming themselves in their life experience, and they're saying, I really did live through this. This really is the way things are for me. My life really is tough, and I'm making it, I'm hanging on. I'm still here.
Anderson has transcribed and condensed her conversations, and a few of the results will be read tonight as part of a fundraising dinner for the nonprofit Beyond Welfare. Robert Johnson is one of the actors. Here he reads for the first time a script about a young man aging out of the foster care system.
People that I thought were my friends turned out later to be that... This is really weird. Usually I have to go through these ups and downs. People that I thought were my friends turned out later to be people that were just trying to get into my confidence so they could hurt me.
The Not Alone project began 2 years ago when Beyond Welfare received a grant from Humanities Iowa to gather the stories of 15 people living in poverty. They were performed at Ames Public Library in 2009. The director of that show, as well as the current one, is Jan Cook. She hopes the productions help break down barriers between the haves and have-nots in the community, something that's needed now more than ever.
It seems like right now we're living in a time where people are pulling back from other people. People are afraid of people who are from other countries, other religions. And it seems like there's more walls going up than coming down.
Cook admits that not all of the stories are easy to listen to. Many of them don't have happy endings. But she says they're quite touching as they tell how people who are enduring hard times go about rebuilding their lives. The dinner and readings from Not Alone are at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, beginning at 5:30. In Ames, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.